So, you ever feel like an absolute wreck? Nothing is working out for you. You feel insecure. You feel like everybody hates you. Anxiety is kicking in. And what do? You start laughing. Are you going crazy? Not yet. You kind of feel like you can relate to this? Then welcome to our podcast. I am Jessica.
And I'm Martina.
And today in our podcast, we are going to talk about humor as a coping mechanism. Believe it or not, but a lot of us actually go through the same thing. While we feel down, we often tend to deal with it with humor.
But you know what's actually interesting about this?
What? Spill the secret.
Well, a lot of people don't really realize it, but it's an unconscious phenomenon to use humor as a coping mechanism. Now, is it healthy though? I don't know. But Jesse, what do you think? Is using humor as a coping mechanism healthy?
Well, you're asking the wrong and right person at the same time, to be honest. I use humor as a coping mechanism on a daily basis. I laugh about a lot of things and people perceive me as easygoing and always in a good mood, but at the end of the day, I am suffering from mental illnesses and have my daily mental breakdowns. They really seem to love me. But jokes aside, using humor as a coping mechanism does relieve my stress at some times. I personally would laugh at something stressful instead of, you know, crying or going crazy about it. I feel like I'm able to overcome that stressful situation at that moment, you know? There's also actually a study by H. Abel which shows that a high sense of humor group appraised less stress and reported less current anxiety than a low sense of humor group, despite experiencing a similar number of everyday problems in the previous 2 months. I guess it's okay to use it for situations you're in, like right now, but you also should be careful not to overuse it, because at some point it will become your habit. You'll get used to it and you'll depend on it without even noticing it. And I know what I'm talking about. You're not doing anything good for yourself. In fact, you know, you're suppressing all of your negative emotions just for a moment. But I promise it will come back to you. I've seen a lot of people using humor as a coping mechanism in different situations. It starts with small, stressful situations such as an exam, a job interview, a presentation, then goes to people who suffer from mental illnesses or diseases such as cancer even. And then there's also a friend of mine who's involved in the Ukraine war. She uses humor. Imagine, she uses humor as a coping mechanism in her horrible situation. That's crazy, right? Then I wonder, where is the limit? What is still acceptable and what not? Athena, what do you think? Should using humor as a coping mechanism have some, I don't know, sort of boundaries?
Well, that's a good question, and honestly, I do believe that there should be boundaries, you know, or at least some sort of a limit. And as you've said, we use humor to deal with stressful situations, and that's good, but we need to keep in mind that it can become a habit real quick, and this might have an effect on our social relations as well. And you know, I think at the end of the day, everyone knows better where his or her boundaries are, but I do believe that the constant use of humor as a coping mechanism does more harm than good. And you mentioned dependency and the mechanism becoming a habit. So my question is, if someone uses it that often and without noticing it, isn't this also a signal that the person becomes numb? Like, aren't you afraid that somewhere in the future you will become numb to your emotions because you will be so dependent on the coping mechanism that you will use it without noticing it? Aren't you afraid? Isn't this a danger?
Oh, that is actually a very good question. I honestly don't think that I will ever become numb to my feelings. When I use humor as a coping mechanism, I get reminded at that same moment that I do have anxiety, that I am scared of something, and that I am sad because of something, and. I may not show it because at that moment I'm being all giggly and funny, but in fact, anxiety is literally consuming me from the inside. And I know that I'm not the only one, because I've talked with so many people about this already, and it's so crazy to me that so many people actually go through the same thing every single day. It may seem all fun and games, because you know, we are making jokes about it, we are laughing about it, but at the end of the day, when I come home, I get so frustrated because I know I have not dealt with my anxiety properly. So I would say instead of feeling numb, we actually feel even more and intense, if that makes sense. But also it might depend on the person, you know? Like I, for example, I am aware that I'm not dealing with my anxiety properly. But some people are not even aware of that. But this is where I feel you can definitely see that this issue is not being discussed and talked about enough. I feel like a lot of people are kind of scared to talk about it because they don't want to come across as weak or even weird. They don't want to be misunderstood. I tried to talk to someone once about it and what I got to hear was, "Oh, you're just using that as an excuse. Something like a mental illness does not exist, you're just being lazy and you want extra attention." But let me tell you, this is actually what a person with anxiety does not want. Being the center of attention is like the worst thing that could happen to me, honestly. And coming back to my point that so many other people feel the same, I think that it's so sad that we're not talking more often about this. People are going through stuff, that's a fact, and people want to talk, but sometimes it's so hard to find a person to talk to. But anyways, Athena, before I'm gonna get too emotional, let's switch to you. What do you think of, I don't know, all of this? Do you think this is silly? Do you agree with some points? Do you disagree? What do you think?
Oh, Jessie, you know, that explains a lot to me. It explains why it took me 1 year to get to know you. And I used to think that you just don't like me, you know, and just spend time with me because you didn't know anyone else in the class we had together. But I guess it's a good thing that this was not the case. So the way I see it is that everyone is so focused on themselves and, you know, trying to better themselves, you know, writing every morning in the 5-minute journal or reading self-development books, and that's good, that's all good and fine, but we tend to forget to see who's around us and who tries to reach out to us, you know? And I think what we need to do is we need to pay attention to each other instead of criticizing one another. Okay, I didn't know you at the beginning and I just assumed that you don't like me based on what I saw, but what I didn't know is that you struggled with mental illness and that you struggled with anxiety, you know? But now that I know, I understand why it took you so long, and I think that is totally normal. And coming back to your question, I also think that people should treat mental illness as what it is, and it is an illness. It has nothing to do with being lazy, and it is wrong to assume that. And just because you do not see that illness as you would see, for example, a broken arm, doesn't mean that this is not there and that this is not real. But Jessie, you know what, girl? We both learned something from this whole conversation today. You know that I thought at the beginning you didn't like me, and I know better now. Do not judge someone's behavior towards me when I do not know the background story of that person.
Period. Exactly. Guys, you know what? If you have not learned anything from this conversation at all, that's fine. Honestly, it kind of turned into a therapy session. I am so sorry. But remember one thing, do not judge a person because you never know what's going on in their lives. You know how it goes. Don't judge a book by its cover.
Well said. And I think that on this note, it's actually quite fitting to end this talk right here. We really hope that you enjoyed listening to this. Maybe some of you could relate. And maybe it was also an eye-opener for others. Who knows? But yeah, thank you for listening.
Stay fresh, stay healthy, be kind to others. This is the least you can do. Just live your life, don't stress too much. And remember, in the end, everything will be all right. And if it's not all right, it is not the end.
Bye, guys.